Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the next few halacha from the daily daf, we will, Be'ezer Hashem, daf by daf, begin to apply the halachos of calculating the tchum in a city as it emerges from the daily daf. So let's title this one, Calculating the Tchum of Your City, number one, for daf Nun Zayin. On daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, we had a machlokis in the Mishnah between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim, of where we begin calculating the tchum. According to the opinion of Rebbe Meir, if you're talking about one city, you give the length of a karpef before you begin to measure outside 2,000 amas. The Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say this expression of nosn and karpef li'ir was only talking about calculating when you have one city that is next to another, whether they're attached. That depends on whether they join in the karpef that extends from those cities, as we elaborated in the Gemara. It is important to note that this machlokis between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim is a machlokis rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes this in Simin Shin Tzadiches Sif Zayin. This will be relevant today when a person is calculating the beginning of the edge of the tchum of his city. The Torah writes, as the Beis Yosef is medayek, u'kishebo limdo tchumei ha'achas, and if you're coming to measure the tchum of the city, mode me'ayin amo v'shirayim chutz l'chaverta. You first measure 70 amos, and then, after the area of the karfef, you begin to count 2,000 amos. The Beis Yosef points out that this is according to the opinion of the Rosh. The Torah follows his father, the Rosh, who paskins like Rebbe Meir. It's interesting that the Rambam follows the Chachamim, and then in such a case, we take into account, as the Gemara told us on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the last house from the city, as well as we learned from the Mishnayos in the beginning of the fifth parak of Erevin, and then we calculate another 70 amos, and then begin measuring the 2,000 amos of tchum. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So that depends on the Mechaber versus the Ramah. In Shin Tzadiches Hei, the Beis Yosef, as he noted that the rush was followed by the Tur, he pointed out that the Rambam disagrees. Not surprising, the Mechaber is Choshesh for the Shita of the Rambam. And in Simin Shin Tzadiches Hei writes, Ukeshemodin in law alpayimam lechu ruach modedin chutz mibeis dirazeh. You include the outermost house as the edge of the city, and you square it off, as we've learned in previous Gemaras, and then you calculate the 2,000 amas. The Ramah quotes a Yesh Omrim, and he says chein nirali lahakel according to this Yesh Omrim. V'yesh Omrim she'ein maschil limdod miyad min habayis. And he quotes this in the name of the Torah. The Be'er Halacha says that this is following the psak of the Maharami Rutenberg, as well as the simple reading of the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that this is what is behind the machlokis. And he says, take a look at my Sefer Be'er Halacha, where he points out that the position of the Mechaber to be Machmir, and to say that you only measure from the house itself, is the position of the Rambam, the Smag, the Ritva, and Rabar Tanura. He says, certainly not to object to the Mekilim. At the end of the day, the Ramah was Mekil. However, the Be'er Halacha points out that he's not sure if the Tur was as Mekil as the Ramah took him. And he says, it could very well be that our Gemara and our Mishnah is talking about a different case than the Kula of the Ramah. And that is that our Mishnah was talking about giving a karpef to the city. And for sure, there are many who paskin like the opinion of Rebbe Meir against the Chachamim. And clearly, one could follow that leniency even if the Rambam does not follow the position of Rebbe Meir. However, the Ramah was going even further. The Ramah was talking about a house that goes out of the city and then giving 70 amos out of the house. Now that's already after extending the city by squaring it off by the last house. The Chofetz Chaim is not at all convinced that in such a case, one would square off the city based on the last house, then give another 70 amos after that. Maybe Rebbe Meir only said it in the city itself, but who says he said it when you extend it out due to the house? Clearly, the Ramah will say that once the halacha says that we extend the city due to the house, then the entire city is extended, and we follow the opinion of Rebbe Meir. The Chofetz Chaim is not convinced at all, and he says, on this issue, Bivadai yesh lachush ledevrehem, because the Ritva who says that you could be makel, says that you cannot be makel with a karfeif outside of a house, and we don't find many Rishonim even being makel altogether, giving the 70 amos. The Chazon Ish is machriya la'aloch and simin kuf yud sifkat in yates, that there really isn't a machlokis Rishonim at all, and the only discussion of a house where the Rishonim argued was a case in where you had a house that wasn't a regular house for living. It was a house that started out Ladira, but now is not Ro'ui Ladira. And therefore the Chazon Ish says, you could be Makel and follow the Ramah, even if the house is outside of the city, in the sense that you're now squaring off the city based on the house, and then you could give it another 70 amos, and then the 2,000 amos after that, like the Ramah suggests. So to summarize, issue number one of calculating the tchum of a city is one needs to ask whether there are houses that go out of the perimeter of the city. We draw a line from that outer house. According to the Ramah, you give another 70 amos from that line, and then you begin calculating 2,000 amos. This is the position of the Chazon Ish la'alacha. The Be'er Halacha is not convinced in such a case that one should do that l'chatchila. And the position of the Mechaber is you calculate 2,000 amos directly after the house. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the first part of the halachos of calculating the tchum of a city.